Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Damo Summer from the Jensei Show coming at you from Anchor Nation Next Generation. And I just got a quick word for you guys while I'm here at work taking my break. And actually, this is to everyone who's out there striving for their goal and actually making progress. I need you guys to know something. Don't let the obstacles that come now deter you. Do not let what's going wrong blind you from the things that you have done right. Because if you do so much good, one wrong can't counterbalance that. Like, that's not how it works. So please, when these obstacles come to you, know that they are necessary for your growth. Please.
Damo, you hit the nail on the head, my man. In order to be yourself, you have to know yourself. But the question is, what is the process for people to begin to really know who they are? Now, there's been a lot of books, and there's, like you said, there's a lot of cliches that come around this idea. There's been a lot of people talking about anecdotally what you should do. But like, that self-awareness, man, is so crucial. It's so crucial to how far or how high your trajectory can be in this life. Like, without knowledge of self, man, Jesus, like, you're really running in circles. So I really appreciate you really going in depth for a second about that. And I'm excited to continue listening to the rest of the interview to kind of see how, where else it goes, man, because that is the key to living legendary.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Damo Summer from the Jensei Show, coming at you as always from Anchor Nation Next Generation. And I have two huge pointers that I go by, or I have been going by, that I've stated previously while on a call with my bro KT, aka Kevin Touch, aka The Boss, aka Killer Ted, aka The Voice of Anchor Nation. Sorry, I just have to shout him out real quick. That's my main man. I love that dude. But two things I said that are super, super, super important is self-motivation and self-accountability / self-discipline. Self-motivation is super important for the simple fact that if you can't keep yourself going with nothing in front of you, with nothing stopping you, how are you going to keep yourself going once adversity hits? Because it will. And being able to keep yourself motivated is a great way to accomplish a goal, because if you never stop trying, you can't lose. There has to be an end game. There has to be something after all of this. You know, like, you can't put in all this work and not get paid for your time, you know? That's why self-motivation is key, because it keeps you earning what you deserve, because it keeps you working. It keeps you on that same vibe and frequency you were on the day you started. So self-motivation is huge. The second thing is self-accountability self-discipline. That's the word. Sorry. So self-accountability / self-discipline is super important, because if you can't, you have to be able to hold yourself accountable. Like, if you don't do something that you say you want to do, you begin to lose respect for yourself. Well, that's me. You know, there's many ways to gain respect for yourself. And my thing is committing to my decision, doing what I say I'm going to do. And if I don't do that, I feel like crap. And that feeling is terrible, because it's a contract that you signed with yourself that you didn't hold up your end of the bargain. Excuse me again. And that accountability piece is huge, man. Super huge. Like, if you don't do what you say you're going to do, you begin to build a habit of not listening to yourself. And then when you find yourself in positions where you have to be a leader, no one's going to listen to you, because subconsciously, deep down, making sense that you don't even listen to yourself. If you can't listen to yourself, I don't know any kind of leader that can be effective if they don't follow their own words. You know, I don't understand how people can follow someone else's words before they follow their own. And that's why self-accountability, that's why self-awareness begins going into the piece. Actually, that's how you got to start the people. That's how I was on that before last week. Self-awareness is huge on those two factors, because if you don't know who you are, you won't know what to hold yourself accountable to. If you don't know who you are, you won't know how to motivate yourself today. You won't know. You have no idea. You have no chance. So guys, please understand all these things that I tell you, because they help me out of really, really tough spots. And at the same time, they don't just help me. They progress me. They push me forward. And I become happy. I'm a happier person because of it. You know, I'm not afraid of any adversity. I welcome all adversity. I'm just more excited that I know how to get past it. You know, and that part right for me is the victory. Knowing that I'm able to overcome. You know, so I thank you guys for listening as always. I thank you guys for being you. I thank everyone on the next gen for showing love and support and everything as usual. You guys are amazing. I can't say it enough. So I'm going to keep on saying it. So please hit me up. Let me know what you guys think on those things. Or if you have something to add to the pot, I'd love to keep this combo going. So all right, guys. This is me, Don Mosama. Peace. I'm going to end it on 420.
Damo.
Yo, KT, what up, man?
Not much, bro. I loved your second adversity and how you had to get yourself picked back up, you know?
Thank you, man. I have been having a couple of tough days lately that aren't really tough in the grand scheme of things, but they're tough to get through, like, on the very small scale, like, while it's happening. It's really hard, man, but, you know, I'm just happy I got the man in the mirror to have my back. Or else I'd be in a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Those hard days, man, they're the days that define you, though, because that's how you get back up, you know?
I like that. The hard days define you, not the easy ones.
Just like, that a lot. Hard days, those are the best days to be motivated and want more, you know?
All right. That's actually, from a coaching perspective, when there's, like, bad days, the guy who does better during the bad days gets a lot of extra love because you're the light in the dark. You know, it's like we're all playing shitty as a team and we're losing by 20 and 30, but you're the guy out there who comes off the bench and you're out there playing defense, making hustle plays, getting buckets, you know, doing what coach has been doing, the game plan, essentially. That guy is going to get more minutes the next game. Come practice, that guy is going to get some love if that coach is any good.
That's it, bro. Kind of cutting out left and right, but what you're sounding is like the coaches. That's the coach's way. I love it.
How about now? Can you hear me?
Maybe I don't know. Hold on. Let me see. I'm on loudspeaker. So is it me or you? It's hard to hear.
I don't know. Even while I was calling you, that little weird song that plays was going in and out.
You want to try again? Maybe get a better connection.
Yeah. How about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear, barely hear you. I had to put my phone in the ear. It's not really, still not really good, but.
Can you hear me now?
That's way better. That's way better. All right, let's go. So you were saying something about the coach's mentality, like how the coaches like the people who work hard on those hard days.
Yeah, like I was saying, the guys who are working hard and working on the game plan and are hustling and getting buckets, setting screens, making hustle plays. During the games where the team just can't click, or during games where we're like down 20 or something like that, that guy gets a lot of love, especially during the game and after the game, and then that practice in that next game coming up, that guy's going to be the guy. But that guy's going to get a lot of love if that coach is any good.
That's right, bro. That's right. No, that's right.
Well, but when we're losing, who's the ones that can play well? That tells a lot about you, man. So I'm glad you said that because that made a lot of sense for me.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's character. I mean, how you show character on the court or in life, that's how you win. I mean, that's how – when you show hard character and you're ready to be determined every day, and especially on those – I mean, anybody can have a happy day and be successful, of course. But on those hard days of, you know, the grit and persistence you got to pursue through, that's the day that will define you because that could lead to something big, you know.
Man. Ain't that the truth?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Thank you, by the way. That was just how I was feeling at the moment.
That's what we do, man. That's why we support each other. That's life, man. You know, you need a support system around you, too, to pick you up when the spirits get bad.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. So talk to me, man. What's going on with you? How's school and finals, man?
Oh, it's been good, bro. I've only got one left. That's it. I've only had two. Yeah. I only had two this semester. I don't know. It's very interesting. It was more quizzes this year, more than anything. Not much finals this year. I think next semester will be more. But I'm still killing it in school, bro.
Oh, you know you're killing it. You're killing it. You're always in laser mode every time I talk to you.
That's right, man. That's right.
That's what's up, man.
Every day. You gotta put that laser mode on, because if you don't put it on, you're not trying 100, you know?
Yeah, you're not going to be focused, that's for sure.
That's right. Laser mode, that's the whole point of laser mode. You're laser focused to do anything without any distractions holding you back.
Exactly. Freaking what else is there? Life has been pretty eventful lately.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to get on Anchor. And it's starting to present itself more and more, actually, oddly enough.
Yeah, Anchor's been interesting. It's been I'm still having a fun time. That's all that matters. I'm still having fun. I'm still doing my thing. I mean, we're rolling on the next gen. Next gen, we got PV who came on the show. That was clutch.
Man.
Josh Noon last week. That was great. Starting to roll, I think.
I agree. I totally agree.
The call. What's telling me is that we're getting a lot of call-ins, which I like, you know. We normally didn't get any call-ins back then, but now we're getting a lot, which is good. That's what I like.
Heck yeah.
That's like currency.
The call-ins are very interesting to me because, like, I don't know. It's like I get so into it that sometimes I would go into depth in my head about what they're saying before I even reply to them. It's sometimes like I wouldn't reply, or I would forget to reply because I'll be so deep in thought about it. And that's kind of why, like, a lot of people don't text me funny things. If you text me something funny, as soon as I start laughing, like, I'm more than likely not going to text you back. Because I'm going to laugh. Then I'll forget to text you.
Well, that's it, man. This is why I compare, like, the call-ins to me. To me, the call-ins give us content, you know, because sometimes those call-ins spark conversation. I think it was one call-in from, I can't remember who it was from. I think it might have even been PV, but it started the trend about perspective, you know. That's how our conversation started, which I like.
I totally agree. The perspective thing, that was actually one of my deepest thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually one of the segments that made me think the most.
Well, yeah, some interesting points. That's why.
Definitely. Definitely. Like, his perspective on things really helped him freaking get past a lot of stuff. Just having perspective, not anything else except for a specific way you see things that you understand. Like, if we understood everything we saw, we'd be in really good shape.
Right, man.
You know what I mean?
No, sometimes
I think that's just a big deal, because if you can understand the things you're seeing, you can make more sense of everything around it.
I say, man, sometimes when we see everything that we have saw in the past, or have we seen everything we are going to see in the future, that's the dictation of life. Because sometimes everyone thinks about the future, but if we can see perspectives from both the past and we can kind of plan ahead for the future, for the now, which
you need it right in the present.
What's that?
That's crazy. Okay, and then we'll end up being able to meet it right in the middle.
That's it.
And that's how the present is formed, the past and the future colliding almost.
It's now time. Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's it. If it's not the past, it's not the future. It's now time. It's time to make it happen now, you know?
Heck yeah, I'm with you on that one.
No, man, every, just 2 seconds ago, that's in the past. You know, this is the present right now. That's crazy, but as it is.
Because the thing that really trips me out is the future is going to be the past, or the past yesterday used to be tomorrow, essentially.
Yes, that's a beautiful now. Yeah, yesterday used to be tomorrow, and tomorrow is going to be yesterday. It's weird. It's weird.
You better be focused on today.
That's it. So don't focus.
Today, tomorrow going to change to yesterday. Then you might as well focus on today, because today is the only thing that's going to remain. No matter what time you wake up, no matter what day it is, no matter what, you're going to always be today.
No matter what day of the week it is, yeah.
What day of the week is going to be right now, today.
That's it. No matter what day it is, today is the day. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get it done. That's it.
Get up, man. And that's just from perspective alone.
Yeah, we threw some fire perspective right there. That's great.
It was, man. Nice. That's super hard. And it's the hard part, I think, why perspective is being overlooked or it's being too easily pushed in the back is because, excuse me, people don't want to listen to other people.
Active listening.
Which is why some people can't handle anger. Because in order to engage, you'll have to listen to somebody. Some people can't listen for that long, and it messes them up, and then they quit.
Well, yeah, it's either that, or they just feel discouraged because no one's listening to them. It's a great point, yeah.
No, exactly. No one's listening to you.
Exactly. You can't. When you get this, here's the two reasons why people, not just anchor, leave a project. They're discouraged in the beginning. They're not getting something out of it. Or number two, they didn't give it a shot. Sometimes they haven't given it a shot too. You got to give it a shot, you know.
Well, you got to at least try, fam. At least miss. Don't not shoot it though.
That's it. You got to give it at least one attempt or more.
That's something I can't handle. You know, I was talking to one of my kids yesterday during practice. Yeah. We were talking about being a great teammate. And he was like, yeah, man, I got to be a better teammate. I didn't even notice how bad I was and all this stuff. I was like, yeah, man, you got to be a leader. You got to lead them and show them how to do it. He's like, how do I do that? I don't know how to do that. I'm like, how are you going to figure it out if you never do it? I can tell you what to do all I want, but that don't mean you're going to know how to do it. Does it mean you can execute on that? So you got to go over there and try and see what works and see what doesn't.
That's it.
Before it's all said.
No, that's right. That's what we did.
You'll be able to.
Well, that's what we talked about on Sunday. You are you. You can only be. You're the only one who can control you. That's it. You are you. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. You got so much. Like, people underestimate that, and so they want to control so many other things. They don't realize just how much power they have in the behind the wheel that they're driving.
That's it, bro. That's the exact point. Like, people.
It's about changing work.
That's it, man. Sometimes we have to realize that we can only control us, or you know, you control you, and the outside factors. That's just whatever the unit. That's the game. The game's trying to mess you up. You got to play the game better than that. You know, you gotta own up to your mistakes. You gotta be humble by the graciousness. You gotta respect your teammates, but also focus on you and do your job to make your teammates better, you know? Be that leader.
Mm-hmm. One thing that's really important right now for me, I'm going to make a segment about this.
Yeah.
Not self-accountability and self-motivation.
That's key.
Like, if you can't motivate yourself, if you can't keep yourself going, and you're the only one whose voice you'll always hear, that's going to be a tough job. That's a tough task. And if you can't hold yourself accountable and you self-discipline, if you can't hold yourself accountable to your shortcomings or to the things that you stand for, you already lost, man. You already lost. You won't even listen to yourself. How do you expect other people to listen to you?
That's right. You have to listen to yourself before you can listen to another. That's perfect.
For real. Not just like that with anything. You have to respect yourself before you can respect another. You have to love yourself before you can love another. You know what I'm saying? All the really important things, you have to do it first to yourself. You are the human guinea pig that you want.
Say it, bro. That's a good way to end it because... I'm saying I gotta get on the next call, but that's a great point. One in a couple minutes, like 2 minutes. But the point is, you're right. Self-motivation, man, is so critical. I mean, it's almost like some people, they try to get motivated by almost like somebody who's telling them what to do. And that almost kind of screws you up because you kind of lost the inner qualities of your own self, you know? You got to stay true.
I'm a victim of that because for the longest time, I always needed somebody to say, okay, wake up, Damo. Okay, time to go to the gym, Damo. Okay, time to do this, Damo. Time to do homework. I needed someone else to tell me, and I acknowledged that and knew that. And so then when I wanted to do it by myself, I couldn't. And nobody was telling me to do it. I relied heavily on like my girlfriends or my teammates or somebody to hold me accountable, but they all love me so much, they want me to be comfortable. They don't want me to be uncomfortable and have to struggle and do stuff that I can't do as well as I do everything else. So they'll sit there and let me not do it. Like, I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't y'all want me to be great at this too?
Hey man, self-accountability, that's a great point before we end off on here. But you're right, before we end off, self-accountability is so important. If you sometimes can't hold yourself accountable to yourself, not only have you hurt, you know, you've disappointed the people around your support system, but you're really going to hurt yourself in the long run. Because, like, what happens when the situation arises again? Are you going to rise up or are you going to rise down? That's the key.
Yeah, like, and that's exactly the answer. Rise up. Though.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again. If you didn't defeat it, it will come back.
That's right, man.
But you got to realize everything in the world operates by the same thing, by the same laws. So if something doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, right? So if you don't accomplish a task, if you don't win over that battle or that personal struggle, when that thing comes back, it's going to be stronger. But will you?
That's it. That's a perfect way. I got to get really going, but that's a great talk, man, because will you make the choice? And this is for the next gen listeners out there. How will you hold yourself accountable? Will you make the choice to be accountable? And more importantly, you know it's coming back again, whether you win or lose. Are you going to rise up even more after the win? Or are you going to even step up even more after the loss? And that's how it defines a person.
Hell yeah, man.
Appreciate it. Always, man. And I appreciate your time today. And you can go make that accountability segment, and I'll post this call once I'm done with the interview for sure. But thanks for your time. I hope that helps your convo too.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, man. We really appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for all the call-ins, all the love. Thanks for all the support, man. Everybody reaching out to me, I appreciate y'all, man. I love it. Like, this is why I'm here. So thank you guys.
Oh, yeah, appreciate Next Gen family. You guys rock, seriously. I mean, we've been overblown by this support. We're getting, like, you know, we may not be getting, you know, a million listeners, but the point is, just one listener is all we need to fuel our energy, which is great.
You don't care about who's listening. They don't count the shots you miss. They only count the ones you make. But all right, man. Thanks, guys.